we're already talking about what you see in the Sikha that's alluding to the future. So there's an interesting thing here, which is the Rebbe talks about the word chukas and the word kaira, that both have the same letters, ches and the letter kuf. But the difference is that chukas ends with a sub, and kairach has a rage. In other words, the two letters of both words are the same, ches, kuf, kuf. But the difference is the tough and the rage. And it never goes into what the difference is between these two letters. But when that talks about the tough, the Rebbe says, what does the tough of chukas represent? It's the word tichya, life, and the real life is eternal life, a life that's not interrupted. Another thing the Rebbe said, dafka on the day of Gimel Tammuz. Another thing which is also the chayr, something the Rebbe is alluding to in this sikha, and the Rebbe is telling a story, and the story is spring at a certain point. And then, by the way, the Rebbe goes off on a tangent, the chayre, to the eye, on a subject which is a little bit on the side. The story was about a chassid. Rebbe wanted to bring out that when a person is involved in spreading chassidus, he's so involved in it that his own personal metzius is totally lost. And his own metzius becomes just an amplifier for chassidus. That's it. So the Rebbe said, there was once a chassid, they had a pabrengen, I guess he said some l'chaim, and he's walking down the streets in Russia, and a policeman stopped him and said, who goes there? So the chassid spoke in Russian, because it was a policeman, a Russian policeman. And you're in Russia, you gotta speak the language of the place. And he said to him in Russian, the person said to him, Kto idyot, which means who's going, who's walking there? And the chassid answered him, Bittl idyot. It's Bittl that's walking. In other words, he's so into Bittl, and that Bittl is walking. So the Rebbe says, the reason why he spoke Russian was because it says, Azlas Karta Alak Bani Musa. When you go to a city, you should follow the customs of the city. Of course, not the things that interfere with Yiddishkeit. So being that he's in Russia, he spoke in their language. And by these words, there's a footnote. The words are not part of the Sikha, it's not, but it's a footnote. And the footnote is that this is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up for 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain, he didn't eat and didn't drink. Because when you go to a city, you act like the people in the city. Being that he went to a place where there are malachim, and malachim don't eat and don't drink, he also didn't eat. And then the Rebbe writes, Lahoyer, take note that Gimel Tammuz is in the 40 days. It's very strange. This doesn't seem to be connected to the flow of the whole sikha. From our perspective, the connection is that one of the ways that Arizal describes Mashiach's coming is that he comes, and then he becomes hidden, and he's hidden in a way like Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden in the 40 days and 40 nights when he went up to get the Torah, that nothing really happened to him. He just went to get the Torah to give to the Yidden. That's a Mashiach will also go away to bring down new Torah and new light into the world. Arizal. And it means that the Eid of Gimel Tammuz that we have experienced is similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it seems to be understood, at least on one level, the Rebbe is alluding to the fact that Gimel Tammuz is actually one of the days of the 40. Because Moshe went up on day after Shavuos, and he came down Shavuos of the Tammuz. So Gimel Tammuz is in the 40 days that he went up. And the Rebbe says there are three possibilities to explain how he didn't eat. One possibility is that it was just a miracle that even though he was like a regular person and he needed to eat, he could survive anyway. But in fact, Moshe Rabbeinu suffered from not eating, like a person who suffers from pangs of hunger. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that Moshe Rabbeinu's nature actually changed. Was a miracle that he didn't need to eat. But the miracle was a miracle that was consistent for 40 days. In other words, every day there was a miracle that he continued to survive without eating. Then there's a third possibility that there was only one miracle. The miracle happened the first day. The first day Hashem changed Moshe Rabbeinu that he became like an angel. Once he became a different kind of an entity, then he doesn't have to eat anymore. So Again, this whole idea seems to be alluding to what we're talking about.